everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Get your free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial over at www.audibletrial.com/cinemarecall. With over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So sign up today and get your free audio download book. Again, that site is audibletrial.com/cinemarecall. Now, enjoy the show.
This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this, another episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast over at thatmomentin.com. And hi, I'm your host, The Vern. And as you can tell from that opening theme music, we're going to do things a little differently on this episode. What's the name for the show? I know, we're going to call it Cinema Recall Unfiltered. These are just my general thoughts about recent movies that were out in theaters, and then a few that are just premiered at VOD or on Netflix or Hulu, things like that. I'm going to be talking about just three features, and every few weeks I will do this on the show, all right? Talk about two features in theaters, and then one on VOD or Netflix or whatever. And to get started for our premiere episode of Cinema Recall Unfiltered, I'm going to be talking about The Phantom Thread, I, Tonya, and Hectic Knife. All right, two of those features I'm sure you at least heard of. One of them you may not have heard of at all, but I would tell you why I'm putting these together. So let's get things started right now, and I'm going to present to you my thoughts about the new feature, Phantom Thread. All right, let's listen to it. Let's listen to a trailer, and I'll be back.
I never really liked myself, but in this work, I become perfect.
I feel as if I've been looking for you for a very long time.
You found me. Reynolds has made my dreams come true. I am his, and his alone. And I have given him what he desires most in return. Every piece of me.
Phantom Thread.
Alright, so Phantom Thread, this was the new movie written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. You know, the same guy, There Will Be Blood, Punch Drunk Love, Boogie Nights, and it stars Daniel Day-Lewis. Well, I don't know any of these other actors, but Daniel Day-Lewis, he's this dressmaker, this very prestigious dressmaker, and at the start of the movie, his muse, or the one that inspired him to make his dresses, he's getting kind of sick and tired of her, so he asks his live-in assistant to get rid of her, and she says, well, why don't you just go out to the country, you relax a little bit. He does. He meets this waitress named Alma. She's played by Vicky Krieps, and they start a love affair, and he's inspired by her, and he's just interested in knowing all about her. But there comes a moment when he starts to get sick and tired of her. He doesn't like a lot of her attitudes, and you think the same thing's going to happen. But she does something kind of unorthodox to stay there, and it gets a little twisted. When I went into this, I thought it was going to be just a standard period drama, and I thought it'd be about the rich guy taking on the common girl, and everyone else didn't want her around, and they had to find their love together, but it wasn't that. Beautiful costume work, great cinematography. It's a very twisted story, and I don't want to give it away because that's what makes the film kind of interesting and fun to watch, is what happens with that. But yeah, that's all I'm going to say. It's a love affair between Daniel Day-Lewis's character and the Vicky Krieps character. There comes a moment when he wants her to leave, and she doesn't take to it, and she does something to make her stay, and it's a little twisted, all right? So that's what I'm going to say about that. Moving on now, we're going to talk about Itania. Here's a small trailer.
The haters always say, Tanya, tell the truth. Tanya! Tanya! There's no such thing as truth. Everyone has their own truth. I was the best figure skater in the world at one point in time.
You call that a clean skate, for Christ's sake?
Do not swear in front of the kids.
I didn't swear, you cunt.
Who's that?
You two fuck yet?
We need to see a wholesome American family.
I don't have a wholesome American family.
You skated like a graceless bull dyke. I was embarrassed for you.
My entire life, I've been told I wouldn't amount to anything. You know what? Maybe I would.
Itania is the new movie, which is the biography of Tanya Hardin. And if you don't know who Tanya Hardin is, she is the person, she's a figure skater who was accused of bashing one of her competitors, Nancy Kerrigan, on the knees before an Olympic event. And so now they made a biopic about her life. And regardless of what you think or what you believe actually happened, this movie is incredible. Margot Robbie is so good at Tanya Hardin. She makes me feel bad for her. And I grew up in the time when everyone was making fun of Tanya Hardin. Everybody was. And I kind of went along with the joke, and Margot Robbie's performance made me see pathos in her. Allison Janney definitely deserves an Oscar nomination and win for her portrayal as Tanya Hardin's mother. The best way I can describe this is that it feels like if the Coen brothers did a remake of Scorsese's Goodfellas or any of his crime pictures, but with figure skating. Yeah, it's good. You heard all the hype about this before. In fact, when I got done watching it, I wanted to go back and watch it again. Yes, it's that good. Craig Gillespie, wonderful job directing it. The ice skating sequences are just amazing because it's all done in, like, handheld. So you're there on the ice with her doing her, her routines. And it's just amazing. I know the CGI worked there, but it's amazing. Trust me. A lot of fun. Movie's extremely funny. It's got some good dramatic moments in this. The dramatic moments don't feel forced or anything. Yeah, I cannot wait to see this movie again. It's that good. Itania, check it out. Let's do this right now. I'm going to take a small break. We're going to play some ads from some other good podcast shows. And then I'll be back with my final movie, Hatchet Knife. All right, stay tuned.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hello, welcome to Talking Stars. I am your host, Darren from Movie Reviews 101 and the wonderful world of YouTube. And joining me, as always, is my co-host, Mr. Damian Riley.
Hi there, it's me, Damian Riley, from Riley on Film and the Damian Riley Podcast. I'm a co-host here with Darren. You can listen to us on Podomatic at talkingstarspodcast.podomatic.com, on iTunes, and most other places you find podcasts. Oh, and be sure to follow us on Twitter. Our handle there is TalkingStarsBit. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey everybody, The Vern here, just stopping in here really quickly, just giving you a few updates for the show. Again, thank you everyone out there for listening to the Cinema Recall Podcast. Greatly appreciate that. Gotta let you know, folks, that for next week, I will not have time to post a Terror Tuesday episode. I've got stuff going on at work and I won't have time for that. But the good news is that coming up in February, we're going to have two great shows with great guests. We are going to be talking about Clue, the 1985 classic mystery comedy. And I brought on guest Sean from the 1001 Movies podcast to discuss that movie with me. this was a show that I originally recorded with Hyro from the True Bromance podcast, but the audio got messed up on that, and I apologize immensely, and I hope to have Hyro back on another episode. And then following that, I'm bringing along good friend Tony Coogan of Coog's Movie Reviews, and me and him are going to be talking about a feature from the Best Director winner of the Golden Globes and hopefully the Oscars, Guillermo del Toro, and we're going to be discussing one of the five features that I put on the poll over on the site, thatmomentin.com. Again, you can still vote for them. Your choices are Pan's Labyrinth, Hellboy, The Devil's Backbone, Crimson Peak, and Pacific Rim. So go to thatmomentin.com, search for Cinema Recall in the podcast section, and then vote for your favorite features. I do plan on maybe doing some other bonus perks for people who do support the show. I just don't know exactly what that's going to be yet, but look for that in the next few months. If you help support the show, we'll give you free stuff. It's a win-win situation, your vote. So, yeah, again, thank you everyone for listening. I just wanted to give you just a few of those updates for the show. And that's it. All right, take care. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAMB Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Cinema Recall Unfiltered. You just heard a track from the band Catbath, and the song is called The Laws of Average. Really incredible band. I've seen them a few times here in the state of Minnesota. I think they should be a lot huger than they are, but you can find them. Go to, I guess they are on Bandcamp. Just type in the words Catbath. I know they're on a Facebook page. I'm not quite sure if they're doing any more shows or if they're bringing out any new tunes, but they are really good. If you have a band and you want to be featured on the podcast, please email us, all right? cinemarecall@gmail.com. I would love to promote your band. And yeah, so definitely check that out. We're going to get into now my final thoughts. Our last feature of the day, Hectic Knife. Here's a small trailer.
My name is Hectic Knife. People say I'm a vigilante, but mostly I'm just a piece of shit. Lately I've been a little down on my luck, but that's okay. I don't save people to get a 401k plan. Problem is, this new villain they got is confusing as fuck.
What the fuck is a big league doctor, a professional baddie?
Fuck if I know.
All you need to do is find the chosen technology.
The chosen technology? What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
And if I don't stop him soon, we're all gonna be fucking dead.
Alright. I don't really know how to even begin this one. Hectic Knife is the new movie released by Troma Studios. Troma Studios, they are the same people that did The Toxic Avenger and Class of Nukem High and Sergeant Kabuki Man, a whole bunch of other great independent features. A lot of people think of these movies as just being schlocky and low grade, like The Room style of bad. I guess the only problem is that these movies, they don't try to be anything more than they are. But talking about Troma is another topic in all of itself right there. Hectic Knife is about this vigilante And he's played by Peter Litvin. I apologize about that. He plays the character of Hectic Knife. And he's just a vigilante who's sick and tired of saving people. You know, he doesn't have the same type of, joy in helping people that he did before. And it's not until the death of one of his friends that he decides to do good. And, of course, it's got a bad guy trying to take over the world. He's a character known as Piddly Doctor, played by J.J. Bryan. And it's just the story of him, Hectic Knife, finding the inspiration to do right and be a vigilante again. Movie shot in actually beautiful, kind of like black and white, like good, grainy black and white. And I like the use of the 4:3 aspect ratio in this. It's funny at times. It's frustrating at times. It's just downright weird at many other times. There's a whole scene with gangsters discussing bagels for some reason. I don't know what to say about this, but I will say this, though. I would love to be part of this movie when it was being shot. It looked like everybody was having just a really wonderful time making this movie, and I really wish I could be part of that. The movie is directed by Greg DeLisso, and the screenplay was written by the main star, Peter Litvin, and him, Greg DeLisso. And I gotta say, it was a fun, enjoyable watch. It's hard for me to, like, totally defend the movie, and I know when people watch this, they'll be like, well, that was just weird to be weird. But I say still check it out. If you like trauma movies and you like the way that trauma movies can go like off the rail and things, I would definitely say check out Hectic Knife. So going back over the movies that I reviewed here, I have to give The Phantom Thread out of 5 stars. I would give it a solid 3. Alright. And Itania, I would give that one a 5. I think Itania is just downright amazing. No, let's dive that. I think, yeah, yep. Let's be a little nicer there. Let's change that right now. I'm sorry, I can do this. It's my show. Phantom Thread, I'm going to give, let's see now, 4 stars for Phantom Thread. Itania is going to get 5 stars, all right? And for Hectic Knife, all right? Just because I really kind of enjoyed the filmmaking aspect of it, we're going to give Hectic Knife out of 5 stars. We're going to give about 3.5, all right? There are a little bit of problems in some of the second act of the movie, and some scenes should have been cut down, but the fact that they made fun of those moments too, they even say in the movie too that there's a moment that was too long, but yeah. Anyways, that's it right now. I'm going to stop. This is the first episode of Cinema Recall Unfiltered. Let us know in the comments if you want us to continue shows like this in the future, if you like them or not. Please go on to thatmomentin.com to see, or not to see, to listen to all of our past episodes. We're on like Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes, Player FM, a whole slew of podcast shows that you can listen to. Not shows, sites, streaming sites. Like I said before, folks, this is Unfiltered. We are on Twitter. We are at @cinema_recall. Facebook, just type in Cinema Recall. I'm your host, Laverne. You can find me on Twitter at Video Vanguard. Vanguard spelled V-A-N-G-A-U-R-D. Not all episodes are going to be this long. I'm going to try to cut this down to about 10 minutes. But yeah, that's it right now. I'm going to say goodnight to you all before I bore you anymore. But yes, let us know in the comments if you want this to continue. I kind of like doing these because I don't have to spend a lot of time editing this, which is awesome for me. So yeah, every few weeks, we're going to do a thing called Cinema Recall Unfiltered, unless you totally hate this. All right, that's it. Good night, everybody. I love you all, and take care of yourself.